Blackstone Publishing presents The Secret Life of Groceries, The Dark Miracle of the American Supermarket by Benjamin Lohr. This book is read by Benjamin Lohr. Murray came out of an aisle and walked alongside Babette, just ahead of us. He took a twin roll of paper towels out of her cart and smelled it. This place recharges us spiritually. It prepares us. It's a gateway. The large doors slide open. They close unbidden. Energy waves, incident radiation. All the letters and numbers are here, all the colors of the spectrum, all the voices and sounds, all the code words and ceremonial phrases. It is just a question of deciphering, rearranging, peeling off the layers of unspeakability. Not that we would want to. Not that any useful purpose would be served. Don DeLillo, White Noise. Introduction, Between the Ice and You. In short, her shopping is primarily an act of love, that in its daily conscientiousness becomes one of the primary means by which relationships of love and care are constituted by practice. That is to say, shopping does not merely reflect love, but is a major form in which love is manifested and reproduced. As Parker has noted, love for infants is inevitably accompanied by hatred and resentment. Daniel Miller, A Theory of Shopping. Let's look beneath the ice-chipped surface of a fish counter at a Whole Foods in New York City. This happens every other month after closing. The customers leave, the checkout crew changes into street clothes, the store goes into lockdown to prevent its own employees from robbing them. Shifts change, and the ceaseless, shitty Hall & Oates music stops and is replaced by silence. Night workers, a motley rainbow of low English, low skill, low smile workers, come in, knee pads over long pants to restock the shelves, like a reverse midnight harvest. They stoop over.